Kyle, I understand you're part of a group that's on quite of a tour. Give us an idea. What's this tour all about and where you at?
Well, the Georgia Cattlemen's Association had a committee put a tour together to deepen the heart of Texas. We flew into Dallas-Fort Worth a couple days ago. Had a little bit of a rough flight and some flight delays due to the weather, but we were glad to stay on the ground in Houston and not be up there in that. But we saw the Texas Cattlemen's Raisers Museum in the Fort Worth area along with the stockyards for a few hours and got to eat some dinner. We've made our way down through Texas, stopped at W4 Hereford Ranch, saw some very good Hereford cattle, visited with them for a little while. Yesterday morning, we got to go to College Station, Texas A&M, and see the Nutrition Center. Made our way down to Navasota, Texas, to see genetic fixations and a genetic development bull center with the Grow Safe facility, which is a state-of-the-art facility they can monitor feed efficiency at. On down to see some Brangus cattle and some straight Brahman cattle at J.D. Hudgens, one of the most prestigious Brahman operations in all of Texas, if not the world. And today, we're at Graham Landon Cattle Company, a feedlot background and operation in Gonzales, Texas.
Would you say that you've seen some things or learned some things you didn't know about before going on this tour, Kyle?
We've seen a lot of new interesting things and seen the diversification of Texas and how in 5 miles you can go from almost desert to lush green pastures. And it's been a very educational and wonderful experience and a lot of new people that I've met and gotten to visit with some old friends as well.
So I take it it's been quite a tour, but you're not done yet. I mean, you still got a couple of days to go, don't you?
Well, we're getting close. We'll fly out tomorrow back to Georgia. We're going to go here and eat some brisket at Black's Barbecue. The longest single-family-owned barbecue restaurant in all of the state of Texas for lunch here in a little while, and then we're going to go to San Antonio to see the Alamo and the Riverwalk, and that'll pretty much wind up our tour while we get some free time and just get to relax and take a little bit of Texas in.
So bottom line, well worth your time to go on this tour.
It was a wonderful investment. I'm glad I did it, and I recommend it to anybody that's got the time and would want to come see a different part of the country and cattle practices and meet some new people and make some new friends.